Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Exodus 2, 1 to 10. Exodus chapter 2, the verses 1 to 10. Now a man of the tribe of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the river bank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her female slave to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go," she answered. So the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and she became her son. She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water." My theme for this reflection is God's providential rescue. God's providential rescue. Dear friend, have you ever felt trapped by the schemes of those who seek to harm you? It is a situation many of us may find ourselves in at some point in our lives. You might be wondering how to escape the clutches of someone who intends to hurt you, whether it's a supposed friend, a jealous colleague, or a hidden enemy. In times of such adversity, the story of Moses' miraculous rescue in Exodus 2:1-10 offers us valuable insights. Moses was born at a time when Hebrew male infants were marked for destruction by Pharaoh's decree. His life was filled with promise, but he found himself on the wrong side of history, facing a perilous threat to his very existence. It is a situation that echoes the challenges many of us encounter when our potential is targeted by those who wish to stifle our growth and success. My dear friends, in this passage we see the remarkable wisdom and courage displayed by Moses' mother and sister. They refused to surrender to the enemy's plan, instead devising a cunning solution to ensure Moses' safety and the fulfillment of his God-given destiny. Their actions serve as an inspiring example of how we too can navigate the snares of those who seek to harm us. There are 2 questions for reflection. 1. Have you ever faced a situation where someone sought to hinder your potential or success? How did you respond? And what lessons can you draw from Moses' story? 2. In times of adversity, how can we rely on God's providence and the wisdom of those around us to navigate the challenges and emerge stronger and more determined to fulfill our God-given purpose? Heavenly Father, we come before you with gratitude for the lessons we find in the story of Moses' miraculous rescue. In times when we feel trapped by the schemes of others, remind us of your providential care and guidance. Lord, grant us wisdom and discernment to recognize the snares of the enemy and the courage to devise solutions that align with your divine purpose for our lives. May we trust in your plan and provision, even when faced with seemingly insurmountable challenges. We pray for those who may currently find themselves in situations where their potential is threatened. Strengthen them, Lord, and surround them with wise counsel and support. May they, like Moses, emerge from adversity stronger and more determined to fulfill the destiny you have ordained for them. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.